It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thielen in motion. McCarthy keeps. He's got it. And forces his way into the end zone. Touchdown. And Manungai can't make a play, and that's it. The Minnesota Vikings will start this season 1-0 with this strong comeback and a win on the road here in Chicago.
I know you're very busy on Monday evenings, Keith.
I am.
Double dorking?
Yeah, double dorks. Two good ones last night, by the way. Task, Episode 1, and Varsity Blues as we kick off football month.
You've really been talking up this Task program. Yeah.
Greg said he's going to watch it. He hadn't heard of it yet. Greg will circle back tomorrow and discuss it.
Yeah, you and Nick were talking about
Nick's all in on it. Nick watched it.
So those are the episodes. Episode 1 of Task and Football Month Varsity Blues.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
What a great movie.
So I know you're a busy man on Monday nights.
I am.
How much Monday Night Football did you catch last night?
Well, actually a decent amount, because I'll usually have it on in the background, so I'll be like focused, you know, locked in on the podcast, but I'll have it up on the TV. And I was also following it for a couple reasons. Fantasy football-wise, Caleb Williams I was watching, but just...
I don't recognize fantasy football after this week.
1-0 in the Jones O'Keefe League over here, thanks to a big night from Caleb Williams.
Let's just do this. So you won?
Yeah, in Dan Ball's face, because Dan Ball had a lead, Justin Jefferson, and Vikings defense, and I still beat him with Caleb Williams.
Wow.
But nobody cares. So,
hang on. Nick, did you win this week?
Nick won.
Yep. Billy, did you win this week?
I did.
No comment. That's what I'll say in your face. Yeah, in my face. Really.
Actually, were you the lowest scorer this week?
I was the lowest scorer, and I had a loss. So not a great start.
We better decide the punishment now before Jones bails on this
whole thing. Yeah, I might have to pull the ripcord.
No, but I was interested in this matchup because I like both head coaches, Kevin O'Connell and Ben Johnson, two like offensive geniuses, quarterback whisperers. No, you're looking at me. I know.
Rough night for Ben Johnson.
It was 13 punts total in the game. Yeah. Like these two, like maybe they're good defenses. I don't know. But it was funny because I really wanted to see. I think the Bears are an interesting team to follow all year because they have a quarterback in the same draft class as Drake May, and they have a new coach this year, just like the Patriots. And
a coach that we both wanted over
correct.
The one the Patriots hired.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think they're a great team to sort of follow. And they put the graphic up on the first drive. The Bears were one of three teams in the NFL last year to not have an opening drive touchdown. First drive for Ben Johnson, opening drive touchdown. I was like, here we go. Combine that with how the Lions struggled on Sunday. You're like, Jesus, this guy's the man. Then it went pretty ice cold for a while. And there wasn't a whole lot to be excited about. Although I'll tell you what kind of screwed them. They were up. What was the score when the guy missed the field goal? It was.
That was right before halftime. Was it 10?
No, fourth quarter. It was fourth quarter. They were up 17-6. They still had the lead. This was a crazy comeback by the Vikings.
Yep.
They were up 17-6.
Oh, what happened before halftime? They kicked it back and the Vikings kicked the field goal. I'm sorry. Yeah.
The Vikings got on the board. Yeah, they got to 10-6. It was 10-6 at the half. I'm like, all right, these two offensive geniuses might want to get it going here a little bit. But fourth quarter, it's kind of an ugly game. Bears still have the lead. They're up 17-6. It could have been 20-6. They missed the field goal. The Vikings then score a touchdown on their next three possessions and win the game. So overall, like, there was some good and a lot of bad for the debut of Ben Johnson.
So just quick on Ben Johnson, and really who I want to talk about is McCarthy, but quick on Ben Johnson, horrible challenge last night, which cost him late. He needed that timeout, and he should have kicked the ball out of bounds. Like, what the hell was he doing at the end of the game, kicking it? Maybe he was asking his kicker to blast it through the end zone. You got to know if your kicker can do it or not.
Right.
So he should have just kicked it out of bounds and given him the ball at the 40 and saved the time. They needed all the time they could get.
Working the kinks out.
So not a great coaching debut. I still believe in him. I still prefer him to Vrabel. Vrabel was terrible in his debut too.
Oh, yeah.
But not a great start for Ben Johnson outside of that opening drive.
At least both teams were able to put the ball in the end zone, which is fun. The Patriots did that once.
No, that's true. J.J. McCarthy was a real tale of two halves. Keith, he was a punchline in the first half of that game. And trust me, I was right. Curran loves McCarthy.
Yeah, I don't.
I was ready to just laugh in Curran's face today. And unfortunately, he's going to get the last laugh for at least 1 week.
Yeah, good fourth quarter.
McCarthy, text line pointed this out. already has a come from behind. I mean, Drake May has one real win.
Yeah, JJ McCarthy is 1-0,
and it was a come from behind win. And if I want to be fair to McCarthy, who I don't like as a prospect, I prefer Drake May. I'm openly rooting against JJ McCarthy this year.
Mm-hmm.
But if I want to be fair, while they leaned on their run game, and while he had a brutal pick six and he did nothing for a whole half, when they needed plays in the second half, he made them. And he consistently made them. Hit Jefferson for a touchdown. He ran for a highlight reel crazy play to RPO touchdown where he ran in. And so I'll give J.J. McCarthy credit. He's already in one start, won as many games as Drake May, and done something Drake May couldn't do, which was lead his team in come-from-behind fashion. Now he has way more talent around him. He has a better coach. I think you saw Kevin O'Connell and his impact on the game in that second half. But he's got a lot going for him. But let's call it what it is. He's already done something Drake May. We're waiting for him, begging for Drake May to do all last year. This guy's already done it.
Although 143 yards passing the top corner for the Bears isn't even playing, and you throw a pick six.
They might have been down.
Oh, maybe more than that.
Two, and then the guy who had the pick six, Nashawn Wright, left briefly last night. So they were banged up.
And you have Justin Jefferson, who it's either him or Chase as the best wide receiver in the NFL, and he has 4 for 44. So, like, it's game one. So, like, I'm not going to freak out. So, like, I think they at least get the win and they kind of move on, right? So, because I usually look at somebody like Bo Nix, my guy, who has a lot of rough games, but his team comes out on top. And he has a great defense.
Bo Nix is not a week one guy. I think we learned this. He's not a week one guy. He's Bo picks in week one.
Still got the win, though.
And then he turns it around a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he does. But, the stats don't always tell the story. And so, yeah, J.J. McCarthy, Caleb Williams, Drake May, all very early in their careers. And I think it's one of those ones right now. So if you look at that draft class, which I think is a fascinating draft class, 6 first-round pick quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels is the only one, based on what he did a year ago, where he has to right now be on everybody's top. Like, he has to be the number one.
Inarguable.
Right.
He's the number one guy. He had probably the best week one out of all of them, right? He definitely had the best week one out of all
of
them.
And, last season, not even
close.
He was
in the NFC title game, his rookie of the year, right.
The other 5 guys, I think it really depends on how you viewed them coming out of college. And maybe what team you're a fan of, where you could maybe make a case for number 2, right? Because Caleb Williams didn't have horrible stats last year, but the team lost a ton of games. They lost like 10 of their last 11 games or something insane, and they fell apart. J.J. McCarthy, we've only seen play the one game.
Yep.
You know, because he got hurt. Bo Nix, the stats aren't great, but he wins a lot of games and made the playoffs. So that's you can make a case for him for 2. Penix didn't get a ton of time. Penix, I thought, actually looked decent on Sunday.
Penix, I thought, looked pretty good.
And then Drake May, we've obviously analyzed quite a bit more than any of the other quarterbacks, but I feel like there is a case to be made for any of those guys to be the second best in the class, but there's also a case to be made that they're the worst in the class. Like, if somebody made a full-throated argument that Drake May is the worst quarterback in the class, I think you could hear it.
I'd listen to it.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't personally make the case, but you can make that case.
I'm not
right
there
now.
Yet. I still like him more than J.J. McCarthy, and I like him more than Penix. But 4 weeks from now, we might be singing a different, or I might be singing a different tune.
So this Drake May beat Caleb Williams.
He did.
Caleb Williams is 0-3 against last year's.
Good one.
I was just going to bring that up. Caleb Williams is 0-3. He's lost to Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy. Now, in fairness to him, they had Jaden Daniels beat last year.
Yeah.
And then they lost on that Hail Mary, which wasn't his fault. But he's 0-3 against that rookie class.
And so
he looked terrible last night. I know he won you your fantasy matchup.
No, I understand. It's different. He was bad. He was good on the first drive, really good on the first drive. And then, the whole team, they were not good after that.
Trust me, I would definitely listen to Caleb Williams, the worst quarterback in that class. Like, no joke, he looks clueless. Clueless. He runs around with his head cut off. You see the play late where he was running over to the sideline, and he kind of paused on the sideline and then was going to throw it away, but he stepped out of bounds for a 4-yard loss. Did you see that
play?
No,
I didn't see that.
And I'm like, what an absolute moron. So I would say the same thing about Caleb Williams, who's taken before Drake May. I'd say the exact same thing. You want to make an argument that Caleb is the worst out of those 6 quarterbacks? I would listen. Because he's infuriating to watch.
I get it. The last 7 games of last year, I think he had 11 touchdowns and 1 pick.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of losses in there.
Yeah, and I think the way he plays leads to a lot of their losses. He runs around clueless. He doesn't read. You see him miss DJ Moore wide open for the touchdown last night?
Yeah.
Just completely missed it. Missed it.
I'm not saying he's great. I'm just saying he doesn't turn it over, though. Drake May is a bit of a turnover machine, and Caleb Williams hasn't. And if you're looking at all these guys right now, who's in the best spot, who's in the worst spot. Because let's put Jayden Daniels to the side, right? Mm-hmm. Like he's killing it. So like those five guys that are all kind of fighting for it, I would still say Ben Johnson, not a great debut, but let's put him with Caleb Williams. Sean Payton with Bo Nix.
Yep.
Kevin O'Connell with J.J. McCarthy are all better spots.
Those are all great situations. I would say those are really good situations. Is in it the guy?
Zach Robinson, actually.
I was going to say, it's one of the McVay guys.
It is. Yeah, Zach Robinson. That's who he grabbed. Because remember, I think the Patriots tried to interview him, and he immediately went with Morris. So Zach Robinson with Penix. And so this isn't even...
That's close. The Atlanta... Atlanta has London and Bijan. So they have better weapons, although I think London's already hurt. They have better weapons than the Pats, but I think that's at least comparable. Like Penix's situation and May's situation to me are comparable.
I don't mean this as like a direct shot at Josh McDaniels, but he probably has the worst or tied for the worst offensive coordinator, and he still has the worst skill position guys.
Yep.
Like up and down, like the number one receiver on every other team is better. Now those are all excuses, right? Those are all excuses. And also facts, I suppose. But Drake May was also the third pick in the draft. So besides Williams and Daniels, he was viewed as like the best guy. So shouldn't he also make up for that? I think he should. Like, I think especially when you're getting into as year two kind of goes on.
I would also say when you really get into it, like, I don't think Daniels' situation is that he's the best. He's been the best.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really think his situation is that much better than May's.
I like his play caller a lot better, and I like Terry McLaurin a lot better.
Yeah.
It's not going into last year. They looked like a wash.
It's not Jefferson and O'Connell, and like you know what I mean. Yeah. It's not like that lopsided.
No, I agree.
So I don't think it's that different. But yeah, I think Drake May probably has the least amount around him. So all right, Jayden Daniels is the clear cut number one. I don't love Bo Nix, but I'd put him number two comfortably on this list. Just the way he played as a rookie.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So now we're into who? We're into May, McCarthy, Caleb, and who am I missing in there? And
Penix.
Thank you.
Or Penix. Penis.
So who would you put? This May can be anywhere in that range.
Yeah.
I'd put
May.
Who would you take? Let's start with May or Caleb. I would take May over Caleb.
I would take Caleb.
I always would have taken May over Caleb.
I don't think there's enough data based on how you entered the draft, right? Because you like Drake May more than I like Caleb Williams more. Mm-hmm. Based on how last year unfolded, I still like Caleb more. You still like Drake more.
Right. I mean, May's
based on what week one.
May's only win was against Caleb.
But yeah. Caleb Williams last year, like 20 touchdowns to 6 picks. So I'll still go with Caleb Williams. I'm not saying he's great, but neither is Drake May. After that, I think it's maybe Penix, then McCarthy. But McCarthy definitely has there's the least amount of games played for him.
So you would have Drake fourth, though.
I would.
Interesting.
I would. Like in a classic like redraft, I would certainly still take him over Penix and McCarthy.
And you would take
as of today.
You would take Nix over Williams.
Yeah, yeah. So as much as I like Nix, I do think he is in like the right spot. You know, like I think he is very similar to Drew Brees and he goes to the Sean Payton team, so like that helps. And his defense is bailing him out. I think if you put Bo Nix on the Bears or you put him on the Patriots, I don't think they're winning. I don't know if they're winning 10, 11 games.
No, I mean,
I like them.
The Bears are good. You like Ben Johnson?
Yeah.
You know,
I
like the weapons.
I meant last year. Like his rookie year, he shows up, starts right away,
gotcha,
and makes it to the playoffs. I don't know if he's doing that here. Like, I don't think he's on, you know, taking Gerard Mayo's team and winning a ton of games. Whereas, like, maybe Jayden Daniels kind of does.
Yeah, I just.
So there's a toss up there.
You said it earlier. I think it's the right way to say it. And I'd say the same thing about Caleb Williams. So I don't think we're just beating up on Drake May because he's the quarterback here. I'd say the exact same thing about Caleb. Anywhere 3-6, you can make the case for Drake May and Caleb Williams right now in that class. Jayden Daniels is one. I think you got to give it to Bo Nix, even if he's in a perfect spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even like him as a prospect. I think you got to give it to him. How he played as a rookie, he won 10 games. He made the postseason. He looked like trash on Sunday, but they won again. So I think you have to give it to Nix. If you want to push back on that, go ahead. 617-779-7937. Drake May is with Caleb and Penix and McCarthy.
Yeah.
And McCarthy already did something that Drake May couldn't do. You know, Penix looked pretty good getting his team back into it. They should have gone to overtime. He put him in position to kick the game-tying field goal that they missed going into OT against Baker Mayfield and the Bucks, who you and I both have in the Super Bowl, Keith. So I don't know. I didn't like what I saw out of Drake May, and I don't like the overall trajectory with that quarterback class 1 week into year two.
And another thing will be at the end of this year, how many of these guys are in the playoffs, right? They're all starters. Last year, two of them made the playoffs. This year, I think based on our projections, I had four of the six in.
I would only have three.
Yeah.
No, I would only have two, I think. I don't think I have Knicks or McCarthy in. I would only have Daniels and May in based on my preseason predictions.
Oh, interesting.
I believe.
Yeah. But they're all playoff contenders, right? So, like, I think there'll be a good, you know, a couple guys are going to get a big boost. The guys that miss, I think, are going to get knocked down. Like, I think Penix and May right now, and Williams are probably the three, like, longer shots for it. But they're still in it. Like, none of these guys are the quarterbacks of the Saints or of, you know, even the Dolphins right now.
No.
Like, these guys are on teams that all have a chance. So at the end of this year, it'll be even, I think, a little bit clearer on the pecking order for these top six guys.
By the way, I mentioned this show poll from the Greg Hill Show today. It's been 1 week, but are you worried about Drake May? Your answer again was?
Yes.
Me too.
But if it's just yes or no, yeah. Is there 10 options or
no,
two?
No, just yeah, yes, no.
Yeah.
It's a slightly in the lead right now, yes. 50.3 to 49.7. At one point, Mitch texted that it was separated by one vote.
I'm telling you, he's pretty polarizing.
He is polarizing.
There are people
polarizing.
That really love him. There are people, even last year, even in the preseason, we would get texts and calls all the time being like, I don't know why you guys are hyping this guy up. Like, he is not a unanimous fan favorite.
So, if you're asking me, do I think it's going to work with Drake May? I do think it's going to work.
Yeah.
But I'm worried right now it's not going to.
Yeah.
And I really don't know how there's almost 50% of people out there who just say, I have no concerns. I am not worried. Like, that's wild to me.
Yeah, you can't. There's not enough evidence to be like, everything's good. You're
with
fine.
With the way he looked last week, with the way he looked in the preseason, with the way he played last year.
The way his coach answered the...
With his head coach coming out and saying, yeah, we got to evaluate him for putting too much on his plate. And it's another loss to a so-so at best Raiders team, a team that I think is actually not going to be very good.
None of us had the Raiders in the playoffs. So, like,
so, and you're not, you have no concerns. You're not worried at all. Like, that to me is just, that's a wild way to answer it, but you're allowed to answer it the way you want to. I'm just surprised that many people have no concerns, no worries. That's wild to me.
No, I know. Like, you'd want to see it a little bit more because being worried or not worried is not like a different question is like, do you think he'll be good? Because that could take into next season, right? Like, we've seen examples of guys taking a little step forward year two and then a massive step forward in year three. But in the meantime, after every game, like, we're going to talk about it. We're going to pick it apart and be like, all right, is he taking a step in the right direction, taking a step in the wrong direction, or is he just stay, you know, flat-footed?
617-779-7937. Do you have concerns? A lot of you do. You can discuss. Also, how does Drake May stack up against the 2024 quarterback class? May or Daniels? I think you got to give it to Daniels. May or Knicks? The way it's gone, you probably got to give it to Knicks. How about May or McCarthy? May or Caleb Williams? May or Penix? Those are closer than I'd like to admit, and certainly closer than I would have thought coming into the season, or at least coming out of week one. Again, 617-779-7937. You could discuss there. We'll get to the Red Sox later on this hour, all your Patriots phone calls, and it's a Tier Tuesday. We're going to tier off AFC wide receivers, including the weapons for Drake May.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we've essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keefe.
The GOAT!
Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We'll get to the tiers in just a moment. However, a slight bit of Red Sox breaking news.
Yeah, how about this? Looks like Dustin May going to the IL. So the Sox are calling up their number six prospect, Connelly Early.
Connelly?
Yeah.
Huh.
Double last name.
Connelly Early.
Connelly Early. He's going to start tonight against
their number six prospect.
That's
going
right.
Against the A's.
That's right.
The Dustin May Halloween costume plan. Continues just get kicked right in the nuts.
Blown up.
Right. So that's your starter tonight. I think Peyton Toley's going to be in the mix for tomorrow's start, even though it'll be on a regular rest, which they were trying to avoid. So they're thin. They're thin when it comes to pitching, but that's the Red Sox. What do we have for tiers?
Connelly Early is a 6'3" left-hander. clocks in at 195 pounds, 23 years old.
So not a hoss.
No, just like a regular dude.
No.
Kind of like a regular dude, maybe a little bit on the thin side.
Yeah.
Regular dude of the week.
All right, we are going to go. We should also give those out as well.
Yeah.
Just regular dude.
Just regular guy.
Regular guy. Win that. It's a nice honor. We're going to go with top AFC wide receivers. Patriots taking on the Dolphins this week. The Dolphins are in shambles, but they do have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, one of the great wide receiver duos in the league. So we've narrowed it down. So even the guys that are on the bottom tier aren't like bums. We're not ranking or not tiering every single wide receiver. But I came up with, I think it's like 25 from the AFC, and we'll put them in the following tiers. Tiers are fluid. We could change these.
Okay.
Top tier, all pro. You're the best. You're That's your top tier.
Okay.
Tier below that, Pro Bowl.
The guy's Pro Bowl caliber.
The guy's Pro Bowl caliber,
yeah, sure.
Even.
Okay.
Yeah. Tier in between, or third tier down, bad quarterback.
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions. No
the
doubt.
Uncle Rico,
no
perhaps.
Doubt in my mind.
Okay, so that's where all the Patriots receivers go, clearly.
Well, some would say. Based on the way a lot of the text messengers would suggest. Tier below that, starter.
He can catch the ball a little bit. He's pretty good sometimes.
Pretty good sometimes. Okay.
Yeah. And then finally, someone has to catch passes.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Yeah, just like, you know, if somebody's out there, every team technically has like a number one wide receiver because you have to fill out a depth chart.
Okay.
Unless you're Bill Belichick, you have to fill out a depth chart.
All pro, Pro Bowl, bad QB, starter, someone's
got
to catch passes.
That should do it for us.
Got it.
All right, Billy Lanny, what do we got?
Up first, Zay Flowers.
Zay Flowers is real good. He looked good in the game. Oh, you're making a
Pro Bowl caliber.
Yeah, Pro Bowl. Dude, Zay Flowers is nice. In fact, he did make the Pro Bowl last year.
He did make the Pro Bowl last
year. We don't have to be married to that. I think Zay Flowers is good. He's the first Ravens Pro Bowl wide receiver ever, maybe?
No, that can't be right.
Might be.
Is that true?
I think it might be.
Really? Anquan Boldin never snuck into one when he was there?
Not with them.
Okay.
No. I think he's Pro Bowl. I think he's really good.
All right.
And his quarterback's obviously good, so he can't fit into the back quarterback.
I just wouldn't overreact to week one because there were a million points in that game.
I'm not overreacting to week one. He was great last year. And when they wear the all black, he's so fast.
I think he's fine. But okay, put him in the. He was a Pro Bowler last year. Put him in the Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Rashad Bateman.
That's somebody's got to catch passes?
Yeah.
He can catch the ball a little bit. He's pretty good sometimes.
I mean, is he a starter?
You want to bump him up one?
No. I think Nick played the wrong drop, right? I think he's somebody's got to catch passes. Yeah. Yeah.
Amateurs.
Yeah.
Well, you said starter.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I said that after you played the drop. I said somebody's
going to
catch passes.
No, because I tiered him off here into the side. Yeah, I think he is like fine.
Yeah.
So like he's worth like he's good enough to be on this list.
Yeah.
Right, but like not any higher.
Yeah, and I think he's somewhat propped up by Lamar.
Yeah, sure.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Did you see that catch?
The catch was incredible.
Yeah, he's probably washed.
He's someone. Someone's got to catch passes.
That catch was insane, though.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if I got to take one out of Bateman or Hopkins. I'd take Bateman these days, but that was an incredible, incredible game.
We are dealing with amateurs.
He should be in the Hall of Fame, though.
Oh, I mean, he's had an unbelievable career, but I'm just, out of what he is now, he's just a guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Khalil Shakir.
The Bills don't have great receivers.
Starter?
I don't even know if I'd put him up there. I think he is one of those guys that if you, you're kind of like wishing that he's going to be good. He's never had a 1,000-yard season. Last year, he had 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, I like him better than Bateman and present-day Hopkins, but he's probably roughly the same.
I'd put him in there.
Someone's got to get past.
We're dealing with amateurs.
Yeah, that's a crowded tier already.
It is.
Okay, yeah.
It is busy.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase.
That's all.
Okay. Jamar Chase. Very good player. Maybe the best wide receiver in the league. I think Justin Jefferson's right there with him. I had him going into last year at Jefferson better. But it's either or.
I would personally argue Chase, but you're right. It's either or. But
either
he is he's the best around. Yeah.
T. Higgins.
The guy's Pro Bowl caliber.
Yeah. T. Higgins is great. I like T. Higgins quite a bit. So that's where he belongs.
He's a guy that Patriots fans have lusted over.
Forever.
Yeah. And now he's there. Yeah. Pro Bowl is the right tier for that. Okay.
Jerry Jeudy.
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions. No doubt.
Jerry Jeudy's very productive, and he's just on the Browns. And they have several bad quarterbacks, not just one.
Well, I like Flacco.
You
but
do? How many games is Flacco going to
start? No, but this is the right spot for him. He has a the
this
quarterback,
is a perfect tier for him.
Quarterback is holding him back. He might be a Pro Bowler with a better quarterback. So, yeah, he is on the bad QB tier, Jerry Jeudy. Yep.
Right, very good.
Cortland Sutton?
Maybe the same.
How dare you? Quarter. No way.
State champion.
You're saying Bo Nix, bad quarterback?
Nah, that was just a shot directly.
Man.
I actually agreed with you.
He's had bad quarterbacks throughout his career.
He has. I think he's Pro Bowl. You think he's just a starter?
Okay, so, well, let me ask
you
a different way.
Or you want to put him in bad QB? That's not fair.
Well, let me ask it a different way.
Okay.
Cortland Sutton or Zay Flowers?
Zay Flowers.
Cortland Sutton or T. Higgins?
T. Higgins.
So, like,
but
I
it's a tier, not a ranking.
I understand, but I don't
play this every Tuesday.
No, but I don't know that Cortland Sutton belongs on the tier with those two. That's all.
Oh, I think he does. So what tier are you putting him in?
I would put him in. I think I'd put him in bad QB.
Oh, my God.
Billy?
I'd put him in Pro Bowl. Bill.
Billy?
Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
You guys, Pro Bowl caliber.
We were outvoted, Nick.
Yep.
Unfortunately, your vote doesn't count.
Think of how good he would be with a quarterback.
That would have been a tie otherwise.
He has a quarterback.
Yeah.
Does he?
Maybe in the playoffs again this year.
We did have Bo Nix second in the 2024 quarterback class. That doesn't necessarily mean he has a quarterback. That just means Nix is the second best in that class.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Nico Collins.
That's a Pro Bowler. Now, if you want to say he has a bad quarterback because Stroud was terrible and you're personally burned by the fantasy weekend, Keith?
I think maybe bad QB.
I don't think that.
All right,
Stroud's won 10 games into the playoffs two straight years.
Bad game, though.
Nico Collins, Pro Bowl.
Bad game.
You guys, Pro Bowl caliber.
Okay, Pro Bowl's fine. Nico Collins, yeah.
Okay.
Scratching the surface of all pro. He's not there yet.
No, but
he's
closer to
that tier than he would be any other
tier. I agree.
Yeah.
He's closer to all pro than he is to the bad QB.
Okay.
One. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Kirk.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Oh, I was going to say he's a starter.
I think he's a starter.
I'd argue him one up. Yeah.
Because I remember.
He catch the ball a little bit. Yeah. He's pretty good sometimes.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Because he was, when he signed that contract to go to Jacksonville, like, what are they doing? Like, what a stupid contract. And he's, like, pretty productive for them. And then they wanted him more than they wanted Steph Diggs. So, yeah, I would put him in that tier.
This is the problem with Stroud this weekend. He didn't have Christian Kirk. He was out.
That's what's holding him back for your fantasy squad.
Yeah, okay.
Michael Pittman Jr.
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter.
Yeah.
We'd have been state champions.
Oh, good one.
Bad QB.
Good one.
Yep. That's the right spot.
Yeah, because I was going to say, he might even be Pro Bowl. I've always liked Michael Pittman, but no, that's a better tier. Put him on there with Judy.
Pittman?
If he was with somebody good, he'd be even higher.
Pittman 2 years ago was awesome. Last year, I think he was hurt and bad quarterback play. He had a good touchdown this week, right? Good week one.
Yeah,
but still, I'd put him on the bad QB tier. Okay. I like Pittman as well.
Brian Thomas.
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions.
Good one, Nick.
Okay, so here's
good one, Nick.
He's not a starter. He's above a starter.
Oh, way better than a starter.
So he's either Pro Bowl or bad QB.
I like putting him in
bad QB.
Bad QB.
Me too.
Because I think if Judy, Pittman, and Thomas had Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson, they would easily be up another tier.
Yeah, but I would take Brian Thomas over those other guys within the tier. But yeah, I think he belongs on that tier.
Yeah,
I like
it.
Okay, bad QB.
Travis Hunter.
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions.
I mean, I don't want to anoint him too quickly, but I think you have to put him on the same tier, right?
Yeah.
So, again, this would be a case for why you should put Thomas a tier above in the Pro Bowl tier to delineate between the two.
Yeah.
But I'm fine with both of them.
It's just an indictment on Trevor Lawrence.
They share the quarterback. So, yeah, we don't like him, so that makes sense.
All right.
Rashee Rice.
I don't know where to put him.
He's a bad guy.
He is.
He's a bad guy tier. Starter or someone has to catch passes?
No. He's above someone has to catch passes.
Starter? You think Pro Bowler?
I mean, he can't be bad QB, so he's got to be Pro Bowler starter, which probably means he's starter.
Yeah, I mean,
he can catch the ball a little bit. He's pretty good sometimes.
No, the guy's good when he plays. The sometimes is he's suspended and or hurt. So, yeah, let's put him on starter.
I was going to say, his rookie year, he had 938 yards, which is great. Last year, he played four games. This year, he's already good.
But he was dominant in those four games.
I mean, he had two touchdowns.
Yeah, but what did he have for catches and yards? And
24 catches for 288?
Yeah, so that's 300 yards in four games, just about.
He had 65 yards a game, I think. Oh, no.
I don't know. Project that out. What's about 300 yards
over
17 games?
I'm sorry, 72 yards a game.
And eight touchdowns? Yeah, like that's a good year. I don't know. I think he's good when he plays, but let's go starter.
Okay.
I just make the case that when he plays, he's really good. He just doesn't play it.
Okay.
Okay.
Hollywood Brown.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Yes,
he's always been.
He's the definition of someone. They had no other weapons, so someone had to catch passes against the Chargers.
They don't get in trouble for drafting him like the way the Patriots do for drafting N'Keal Harry, but those two guys were both drafted ahead of like five all pros.
He's way better than N'Keal Harry, but you're right. They missed out on other receivers.
But right.
Look, I wanted him a lot two off seasons ago. He's again been hurt and hasn't done much with Mahomes.
Yeah.
So yeah, put him on someone.
Jacoby Myers.
Starter?
Yeah, I think you have to go.
He can catch the ball a little bit. He's pretty good sometimes.
Right, I can't put him at bad QB because Geno Smith just torched the Pats.
Yeah,
so let's put him at starter.
Would he really be elevated with Rashee Rice? Yeah,
that's on that tier.
Yeah, and he's above who are the
Bateman, Hopkins, Shakir, and Hollywood.
Yeah,
he's better than all those guys.
Yeah, starter is the right place. Yeah.
Ladd McConkey.
Pro Bowl? Kind of has to be Pro Bowl by default, right?
Yeah, you guys, Pro Bowl caliber.
I mean, he's not bad QB. I don't think he's a starter, so I think you have to put him Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
I think so.
I agree.
Quentin Johnston.
I've never liked him.
Dealing with amateurs?
But is he actually a star? I've never liked him. I thought he was a bust. He had a good week one.
He had a very good week one. The problem with putting him on someone has to catch passes is the guy has really bad hands and doesn't catch passes.
He doesn't catch passes?
Yeah, so like you almost, maybe we almost have to bump him up to starter.
Or do you want to do another tier?
He doesn't really catch. Oh.
No hands?
No hands tier?
No, the bottom tier is no hands?
No hands. Let's do that.
All right, we'll do no.
Quentin Johnston, no hands.
Red Rumble. Okay. Right.
Good spot.
Tyreek Hill.
You know what? I might put these next two guys, they might both belong on the bad QB tier these days.
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions.
Is Tyreek Hill today a Pro Bowler?
I don't. Maybe
with a better quarterback, not with this QB.
It's too hard to tell.
Bad QB.
Yeah.
Bad QB tier.
Do they trade him?
Yeah.
Put him somewhere else. He's going to be gone.
First of all, what he's getting accused of some awful stuff again. Like,
of course.
Spoiler alert. That happens just about every day with that guy.
No.
But yeah, I would assume he's. I think Florio wrote this yesterday. He is going to be this year's Devontae Adams. From a couple of years ago where he's just like, you know, he went into the year with bad vibes. He went there. He's already pitching a fit.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get dealt in the next couple of weeks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bad QB.
Jalen Waddle.
Same.
He can catch the ball a little bit. No. He's pretty good sometimes.
You think
he is like the poster of inconsistent.
Okay.
He's really not that good.
You want to put him on starter? He's not the bottom tier.
No, he's not the bottom tier. I think he's the one above.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
The bottom tier now is no hands.
No,
we've created a new bottom tier.
Good point. Yeah,
well, Waddle had three straight 1,000-yard seasons to begin his career.
Yeah, I'd keep him on the same tier as Tyreek.
I'm gonna.
If you want to delineate, we can put him on.
No, let's leave him there. I think he's good.
Bad QB.
Yeah, bad QB.
All right,
I'm gonna leave him there.
Stephon Diggs.
Someone has to catch passes. Starter.
I'd put him on starter.
Okay.
He can catch the ball a little bit. He's pretty good sometimes.
Because that's what he is. I mean, these days now, he's out there and...
Yeah, that's fair. He's on the same tier as Myers and Christian Kirk.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not a Pro Bowler anymore.
No.
Unless you really want to hate on Drake May. I'm not putting him on the bad QB tier, so okay, what else?
Kayshon Booty.
Did you put him on the bad QB tier?
That's someone who somebody has to catch passes.
We keep knocking this guy. We're going to talk to Tom Curran coming up, who loves him, and he's productive. One week in... He looks pretty good.
Like he didn't even have 600 yards receiving last year.
No.
Someone's got to catch Pat. He had one good week.
Yeah, but he's like 1/6 of the way there this year.
We created a whole new tier for Quentin Johnston. He had a way better week than Booty.
That's true.
Yeah, we created a new low tier for him. Someone's got to catch passes.
Yeah. All right. Garrett Wilson.
Is he Pro Bowl or a bad QB? Bad QB.
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter.
Wow, there's way more bad QB guys than I would have guessed.
I actually thought that was going to be a light tier.
Yeah, no, it's...
Plus, we didn't even put Cortland Sutton there.
Well, there's two pairs of teammates on there.
Yep.
So it's really only five total quarterbacks that we're making fun of,
uh-huh.
But it's several players.
Okay. Wilson belongs there, though.
Wilson's good, yeah.
DK Metcalf.
Pro Bowl?
Fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions.
No. I'm with you. Nick is saying that. I'm with you. I would argue Pro Bowl for DK Metcalf.
I'd put him up.
The guy's Pro Bowl caliber.
No. Caliber.
Thank you. Caliber.
We can't
predict the whole thing.
Yeah, I'd put him there.
And Calvin Ridley.
He can catch the ball a little bit. He's pretty good sometimes.
Is he a starter or is he a bad QB?
Starter. I wanted him. And I think it's actually kind of funny when once I read this off, like where he's with. Are we missing anybody? I feel like the NFC has most of the good receivers.
Yeah.
There's one all-pro guy.
Yeah, but that's right. How many all-pros are there in the league? Two. So one's in the NFC, one's in the AFC.
Yeah, but I would have two
on my tier. All right, well,
I would have had Jefferson on that tier. I would have had CeeDee Lamb on that tier. Here are the tiers.
Give me the next tier. Who else should get bumped up to all pro on the next
none.
Tier? Right, I don't think so.
No,
either.
I'm saying it's an AFC thing. So the AFC has all the four best quarterbacks.
I took
the
that
NFC
personally.
Has most of the...
I thought you were criticizing our tiers.
No,
I took that personally. You're criticizing the AFC.
No, our tiers are great.
No, our tiers are perfect. Got it.
The NFC, I'm saying, has stronger top end receivers.
Yes.
All pro, we only have Ja'Marr Chase. Pro Bowl tier, Trey Flowers. Zay Flowers.
It's
another guy. It's another. You haven't heard of this guy.
Yeah.
Zay Flowers, T. Higgins, Cortland Sutton, Nico Collins, Ladd McConkey, DK Metcalf.
Yeah, perfect tier. Nailed that.
Yep. The bad QB tier, Judy, Pittman, Thomas Jr., Hunter, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, who we'll see this Sunday, and Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, so maybe we should have dropped Hunter and Waddle down, but it's too late now. Keep going. Yep.
I mean, we can move them. The starter tier, Kirk, Rice, Myers, Diggs, and Ridley.
It's harsh on Rice, but fair.
I think fair. Someone has to catch passes.
Harsh, but fair.
Bateman, Hopkins, Shakir, Hollywood Brown, and Booty.
Yep.
And then the new no-hands tier, Quentin Johnston.
Okay.
I guess that's kind of it, huh?
Those are your AFC wide receivers tiered off here on Jones and Keefe. You can seek those out shortly at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and on Instagram.
Should we put Pop Douglas on the no hands tier after he dropped that pass?
No, that's not fair. Negative yards tier. We make our another tier. Touchdown, but negative yards. Okay, you can seek those out. Jones, W-E-E-I, and Keefe 21 on Twitter. Let's get to the Red Sox coming up. We'll talk to Tommy Curran at High Noon on a Tommy Tuesday. We got a Kiefer Madness for you as well at 12:45. Stay tuned.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we've essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2-2, swinging a ground ball to second that should do it. Romy to a knee, throws to first in time. Ball game over. Put that picture on the wall. The Red Sox win in Sacramento 7-0. Garrett Crochet, refreshingly dominant again. Story in Narvaez homer, and the Red Sox get the job done against the A's.
Tiers are available at Keefe21, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Tier Tuesday, top AFC wide receivers. We're not loving the Patriots receivers at this point in time.
No. Still better than it was last year, right? But you can only say that for so long. At some point, we gotta put last year behind us.
And we're not overly high on the Dolphins receivers. I guess we're really just down on Tua.
Down on Tua.
Based on the way that went.
The team is down on their own head coach, it seems like.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they're in a bit of a free fall after just one game.
But it's Tier Tuesday. Go check those out at Jones and Keefe. It's also a Tom E. Tuesday. We'll talk to Tommy Curran at High Noon coming up less than 10 minutes from now. You heard the Red Sox last night. Crochet, 7 innings, 10 Ks. Keep him on the plan you have been doing for months and months and months.
Yeah.
Where it's not every fifth day. It's at least 5 days of rest every sixth day, if you will. He looked like a different guy, admittedly, against a horrible A's team.
Yeah, but you'll take it.
Good. I mean, actually, not a terrible A's lineup, but a horrible A's team. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they got some guys. But coming off his worst start of the year against Cleveland, and that wasn't even like a pitch count thing or anything like that. He was just getting hit all around. He had that one inning where he fell apart. He literally lost the Cy Young Award in one inning. And you're like, all right, how is he going to? He's already way past his career high in innings pitched. So what's it going to look like going forward? The stat came out about when there's 4 days off versus 5 days off. It's like over a run different on his ERA. So, yeah, keep doing that. Make sure he is on whatever schedule that is. I don't care if you need a bullpen game here or there or you're calling up a kid tonight, whatever.
Well, they are.
They know they are. Yeah. They are tonight. But I'm saying, like, going forward, like, once you can look at the schedule, how many times they're going to have to do it, I don't even know. But we're winding down the regular season. And so whenever game one of the playoffs is, it better be Garrett Crochet on 5 days rest.
So, well, I agree with that. But, all right, they're 5 games clear of Texas, who has won 2 in a row. They're 6 games clear of Cleveland, who's won 4 in a row. Kansas City's going the other way. They've dropped 2 straight. They're, 6.5 games clear of them. Yeah. So, on the one hand, it's like, well, take your time, manage Crochet, get him right for the postseason. On the other, you're only 3 back at Toronto. Is that a reason to lean in on Crochet to try to catch them?
No. Do you want...
Because, well, go for it.
I was going to say, you win the division would be awesome. It should be your goal. But if it's at the expense of Garrett Crochet and either you're getting too cute and now he has to have a game where he doesn't have his rest and you're either starting the playoffs that way or his last game of the regular season is that way, because then you're also getting diminishing returns. So it's like, oh, we got to keep him in here, because you're also not sidelining him, right? There's a big difference between like shutting the guy down for 2 weeks. Like, no, he's still pitching. It's just going to be a day later than it normally would be.
So
it probably is going to line up to be the same number of starts, wouldn't it?
I'm playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you beat Toronto, then you skip the wild card round entirely, which gets you that much closer to Roman Anthony hopefully being back.
Well, then it becomes a rest versus rust debate, because last year, every team that won 100 games in the regular season, they all had the bye. They all lost first series.
Look, I would keep Crochet on this style of rest. I would just say Toronto is within shouting distance. You're only a game back of the Yankees and 3 back at Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Zach.
And you have 3 with each of them.
Yep, correct. Zach is in running Twitch here this week. Terp is out. He's like, Celtics start next week. I need a break before I'm pure hoops all day, all night.
I get it.
Okay. So Zach is here, and not to have Terp catching any strays, but he came in and made an excellent point.
He really did.
In the last break.
Yeah.
Connelly Early, that's his name?
I think so.
The number 6 Red Sox prospect is getting the start tonight.
That's right.
Because Dustin May is going on the IL. So he popped in the last break, and he goes, how bad is Kyle Harrison, mate? Kyle Harrison can't get this start.
I would say pretty bad.
It's honestly a great point. And I was very pro Kyle Harrison when they got him. I was very pro the Devers trade. Great point.
Harrison, Hicks, they both suck.
The answer is I don't know. How bad is Kyle Harrison that he can't get the start? I don't know. But here's who started since that Devers trade over Kyle Harrison at the big league level. Early tonight.
Yeah.
Cooper Criswell got a spot started.
And he was good.
He was fine.
Go back to Cooper.
Peyton Tolley. Peyton Tolley's in there.
Oh, Magnum P.I.G.
Brennan Bernardino has started a couple of bullpen games.
Yeah, a couple. Yeah, right.
Dustin May, they continued to stick with until he's on the IL now.
He's on the shelf. So,
and Walker Buehler got a bunch of starts after that trade. He's now gone and in the Phillies organization. How bad does Kyle Harrison stink that those 6 are all getting starts over him?
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
He's not ready. He's working on stuff. He's been working on stuff for a while, and it's not like, oh, everybody in the rotation's been healthy, there's no room for him. Or, hey, there's only been one opportunity, and we went with whatever else.
Like, no, they have 3 starters.
If you're like, hey, Peyton Tolley took a spot, I'd be like, okay, I get it. No. Like, all these guys, this guy? Are you serious? So, yeah, I wouldn't factor Kyle Harrison into really much of anything going forward.
No. We thought we were getting a start last week.
We did not.
Didn't happen.
They would rather
scratched him for Bernardino, and now they're starting Connelly Early.
Bernardino didn't get out of the first inning.
Nope.
And they're like, better than Kyle Harrison. He gives us a better chance to win than Kyle Harrison.
All right. Well, I don't love that. But the Red Sox have now won 2 straight. And we'll see how it goes these final 2 against Oakland. They did get some minor good news. Or not Oakland, excuse me. Sacramento.
Sacramento.
The A's.
Sacktown.
There was some minor good news in there yesterday. Abreu should be back on the homestand, according to Cora.
Good. Yeah, that one's been longer than I think anybody expected.
They're going to need him back. There was a weird lineup before the game where Jacoby Ellsbury was going to play.
Jacoby Ellsbury?
Duran,
rather. Still your bag.
Duran was going to play in right field, which he hasn't done since 2022. They were going to start Nick Sogard in left field, which he hasn't played all year in the minor leagues, and then Cora flipped it right before the start. So they could
Duran's not playing right field.
They could use some bodies in the outfield. 617-779-7937. You could jump in on the Red Sox if you'd like. More thoughts on Drake May and the 2024 quarterback class coming up in just a little bit. But on the way next, Tommy Tuesday with Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.